A Pluto, Charon Sonata IV. Improved Constraints on the Dynamical Behavior and Masses of the Small Satellites, by Scott J. Kenyon et al. We discuss a new set of approximately 500 numerical n-body calculations designed to constrain the masses and bulk densities of Styx, Nix, Kerberos, and Hydra. Comparisons of different techniques for deriving the semi-major axis and eccentricity of the four satellites favor methods relying on the theory of Lee Peel, 2006, where satellite orbits are derived in the context of the restricted three-body problem, Pluto, Charon, and one massless satellite. In each simulation, we adopt the nominal satellite masses derived in Kenyon-Bromley, 2019a, multiply the mass of at least one satellite by a numerical factor F is greater than or equal to 1, and establish whether the system ejects at least one satellite on a timescale is less than or equal to 4.5 GeV. When the total system mass is large, F1, ejections of Kerberos are more common. Systems with lower satellite masses, F approximately equals 1, usually eject Styx. In these calculations, Styx often backquote signals an ejection by moving to higher orbital inclination long before ejection. Kerberos rarely signals in a useful way. The n-body results suggest that Styx and Kerberos are more likely to have bulk densities comparable with water ice, rho sk is less than or equal to 2 g cm3, than with rock. A strong upper limit on the total system mass, msnkh, is less than or equal to 9.5 times 10 to the 19 grams, also places robust constraints on the average bulk density of the four satellites. Rho SNKH is less than or equal to 1.4 grams cm3. These limits support models where the satellites grow out of icy material ejected during a major impact on Pluto or Charon. This was a Pluto, Charon Sonata IV. Improved Constraints on the Dynamical Behavior and Masses of the Small Satellites, by Scott J. Kenyon et al.